Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection, our ritual of connecting this way to share our love, our passion for bodybuilding, training, fitness, whatever it is to you, and most importantly, our passion for getting the most out of life, self-improvement, becoming a better person to get more out of life. So it's Saturday morning. Hope your week went well. Here in the United States, it's a holiday week, and I don't know if you have anything planned, but I hope that you have a great holiday weekend. Saturday mornings. I'll tell you, you know, one thing is when you are crazy passionate about something and you're in that highly emotional state while doing something, whatever you do or whatever events that happen in your life, while you're in that peak emotional state, that will be kind of ingrained into your memory forever, right? Think about when you were in high school and your first love, or, you know, what was going on, the songs at that time. I mean, you could probably remember them. They'll bring you back to that place. And for me, my tremendous love and passion for bodybuilding, everything that I put in it to become a world-renowned bodybuilder, winning all those contests. A lot of the events, like for me, Saturday mornings will always mean when, you know, I'd work so hard during the week. I would always wake up at 4:30 and be at the gym at 5 o'clock. And I did that for many, many years. Even after I quit my regular job to chase my dreams, I would still get up at 4:30 and train at the gym at 5. But Saturdays was the day that I could sleep in, because I'd train Monday through Friday with the weights, and I would do cardio on Saturdays, but I could sleep in all the way until 7 o'clock. So it's just those couple hours of sleep, and I earned them because of all the hard work during the week. I mean, those extra couple hours were like heaven to me. And that's what Saturday means to me. Wish that I could say that I slept in on this Saturday. So I took over duties for my wife with our newborn baby daughter, Brooklyn. Boy, it's everything they say about all the sleep that you're going to lose with a newborn. That is so very true. And my wife is just awesome. She's just an awesome mother. And, you know, I had to step in there and give her a break, from all the duties so she can get some sleep, or she's just going to, you know, just physically break down for all the effort that she's putting in. So I was getting up every 2 hours and feeding, changing, soothing all night long, right? But I totally love the process. One thing I'm not going to do, right? I'm not going to do is go on and on and on and on about, oh, my baby daughter this, and post a million pictures on Facebook or social media, or shove it in everybody's face who, did you see this picture, right? I know how that's how people do that. And I remember from that point of view, I thought, oh, it's nice to have a kid. It's cute. I mean, I can identify with it more now. But back before, I was thinking, you know, I mean, hey, your kid's cute or whatever, but what makes you think that I care that much? That would always go through my mind. So I'll refrain from doing all the talking unless it has something to do with our connection, how it can benefit you, right? And I won't say, that's the other thing that people always say, oh, my son is going to be a lady killer, or, oh, my daughter is so beautiful, I'm going to have to keep the guys away from her. I'll refrain from doing that. I'll keep it within 1,000 mentions a month. How's that? Is that a good deal? Hey, you guys are loving these podcasts. The numbers, I can see how many people are listening to these podcasts, and the feedback. Your feedback has been awesome. I really appreciate you taking the time to send emails. I mean, I totally love this. This is just a great brain dump for me. I am just so creative in the morning. When I first wake up, that is my best time. I don't know what your best time is, but first thing in the morning, is best for me. And so to be able to communicate you with my thoughts, get them out of my head. I mean, this is a great service to me. I'm glad to know that it's creating value for you. And I'll continue to do this as much as you tell me, as long as I'm getting feedback. And of course, I love the support with my information products on skiplacour.com and my bodybuilding supplement line, Mass Machine Nutrition, how much you're supporting me. Totally appreciative. You know, we're creating a win-win situation here. I love these podcasts so much. I think that I'm going to start a weekly Manformation podcast. I know a lot of you are interested in that. I do have a Manformation program, you know, and it's helped out a ton of people. And it's not just men, it's the women too. And, you know, that really came from my heart, a lot of my transformation. And so if you're listening to this podcast, you can relate to a lot of things that I say, and you want more out of life. I mean, that Manformation program is for you. So you're listening to this podcast, you can hear it. You have my guarantee on that. You know, invest in the Manformation program. I want you to have some skin in the game so to make sure that you follow through with the audios, with the workbooks. But I'll tell you, you know, give it your best shot for 30 days. If you don't like the program, if you don't get so much more than the value that you invested, you know, just write me an email. All right, I'll refund your money. That's how much I believe in the program, and that's how much I know it will help you. And so the Manformation podcast, you know, I'll really be talking, you know, not just, it won't be like a seminar type podcast where I'm just talking about all the strategies that are in, you know, the Manformation program and Manformation 2. What I'll do is I'll kind of pick out everyday life stories where, you know, Manformation, leadership, you know, how it happens in everyday life, right? Stories. So you can relate to it on a different level. So many men have invested in that program, and they got so much benefit out of it. Got a lot of emails. They told me how it helped them in their lives. And then, you know, some of them love the program so much, they signed up for my weekly one-on-one coaching where I talk to you when you invest in this program. And I do it in 3-month, 6-month, and 12-month periods of time. And we talk every week, the same day every week, at the same time for 30 minutes. And, you know, I make sure you, when you commit and you want to focus and improve on something, I am there as your coach to make sure that you don't forget about it. I give you assignments to make sure you focus on these particular areas. I coach you through that. So, you know, you're committing to what you say you want to do and you can't forget about it. So they sign up for the Manformation weekly coaching where I take them through the process and we build on what they learned in the Manformation program. So it's not just, you know, a nice set of strategies or things that make you feel really good and really empowered. You know, I help you apply it to your everyday life. And so with the Manformation podcast, weekly podcast that I'll be doing, is, you know, I'll talk about how Manformation works in real life. Earlier in the week, I talked about the situation when my daughter was born and, you know, how, you know, I had to step up and be protective and take care of my wife. And while that drama was going on that when she was born, you know, I had to step outside of myself and think of my role as a leader of my family and how I had to use the body language to present to my wife to assure her that everything was going to be okay, even when I didn't know it was going to be okay. Those are Manformation strategies and mindset in action, real life in action, right? So those are the type of things that I'm going to be talking about in these Manformation podcasts so that it just won't be a cool set of strategies. You'll learn how to really apply it to your life. All right, so look for that soon. Again, tell me what you think of that idea. Is that something that you're going to find helpful? I know you're going to find it helpful. Tell me if you're just as excited about these Manformation podcasts every week as I am. All right. Hey, I love the feedback. And here's another Manformation strategy in action is, you know, I don't know about you, but I used to be a guy who I would just work hard, push myself, push my talents to the fullest, right? And I would just sit back and hope it was recognized. Hope that people would appreciate my talents and I would get all the benefit and the options from all that hard work and all that great work. And that's, you know, that's a great attitude. That's a great work ethic. And I always had that. I'm sure that if you're the type of person to listen to a podcast like this one, we're probably a lot the same. And you might think, what's wrong with that, Skip? Well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's only part of the battle. If you really want to be successful, if you really want to take charge of your life, and this is also something from my experience being in the whole bodybuilding and fitness industry and being amongst people just like us, one of the, I would say, the limiting mindsets that many people in the bodybuilding and training, this passion, this journey, this hobby, this endeavor, this lifestyle, whatever it is to you, they are like how I used to believe that if you just did a great job, you know, people would notice and you'd get the great things in life. Is that you? Well, I have a question for you. How is that working out for you? You might say it's working out. Well, I want to know, do you think it's working out? Are you getting all the benefits, all the options, all the recognition, right, for your hard work that equals the amount of work you're putting in? See, to me, I just wasn't. I wasn't getting that. And, you know, through my man formation, right, I realized how important people were in the process, that I couldn't just put my head down and work hard and hope that people recognize it. You probably see it all the time, you know, social media outlets all the time. You see somebody who appears to be doing very, very well, right? And you might look at their talent level and say, yeah, they're great. They're good, I guess, but they're not outstanding, awesome. What's all the hype? Why does this person have such an awesome following? You know, I don't get it. You know, I'm just as smart. I'm just as good looking. I'm, you know, my work ethic is just as strong. I'm just as talented. But the recognition they get is like 100 times yours. I mean, those are the type of things that I would think about all the time. And, you know, I just couldn't figure it out until I really was just had enough. You know, and these are the type of things that I talk about in the Man Formation program. Well, I realized that there was an important part of this whole process, and it's getting people involved in the process to help you, that you can only do so much all by yourself. And again, this is a quality, characteristic, a mindset of doing it all by yourself that a lot of people in the bodybuilding and fitness lifestyle, they see that as an empowering quality. They really hold on to it. Yeah, that's me. I don't want to depend on other people. Other people let you down. I'm telling you, you're only going to get so much success. And if you're like a lot of people I witness in this bodybuilding and training lifestyle, you're going to end up frustrated at the end. You got to get other people involved in the process. You have to, and it's a skill set. Just like you didn't walk into the gym and you knew how to bench press perfectly the first week or the first month or even the first year. It took work and practice and finding new distinctions. Getting other people involved in your vision and your dream and creating value for them so it's a win-win situation, not just give to me. I mean, people who just are so obvious, give to me, and they have little value to offer other people, that's not going to work, and that's nothing that I'm saying. Because another bodybuilding training lifestyle type of mindset or characteristic or quality is to make everything black and white. And by what I mean by that is that, you know, it's like I do it all by myself and I don't ask for help. My talent will overcome any obstacles, right? I don't have to ask for help. I don't have to be a showboat. You know, I don't have to be a bragger, right? All the good things are going to come to me because of my hard work, right? Or that's black, and then the other extreme is, oh, I'm some kiss ass, asking everybody for help, depending on other people. You know, it's not black or white. It's not one way or another. Again, that's a bodybuilding and training lifestyle type mentality, that there's only one way or the other. There's many shades of gray in life. And those people who can work well in the gray are the most successful. So you don't either have to do it by yourself or, you know, beg other people for help. And so, you know, you guys are loving this podcast. You're finding it helpful. I'm asking you, I'm creating value for me. I'm going to do a manformation thing, which I want you to do. Ask for help. Be bold enough to ask for help. Again, after you know that you provided value for the other person or the other people. And I know I've done that for you. So I ask you, hey, you want information, bodybuilding and training? Support me with my information products at SkipLacour.com. Support Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition when you're buying your nutritional supplements. To me, you know, we're here connecting every single day. I'm inspiring you. I'm being this friend. I'm going along with this journey with you. I'm sharing my experiences. I'm being transparent and telling you, you know, my stories that aren't flattering sometimes, all in an effort to help you. How silly is it to you that you would go and buy somebody else's supplements when here I am with the highest quality, most effective supplements, you know, I believe on the market? To me, that's just silly. Of course, you're going to support me. And I'm going to just remind you about the relationship we have here. And at the same time, I'm going to ask you to make your comments below. I just posted something on my Facebook page that I'm going to do every week as you're listening to these podcasts. So I'm going to plant a seed right now. I'm going to plant a seed right now that as you listen to these podcasts throughout the week, I'm going to ask you what you've learned, what this means for you in your life, all right? How has this helped you? So at the end of the week, I'm going to ask you, what'd you learn? Right? And every single week, the person who comes up with what I believe is the best answer, you know, look, if you learn something, you're already winning. But I'm going to award a gift. And it could be, I don't know, a $200 package of my information products. It could be Mass Machine Nutrition Supplements. It could be Manformation audio courses. Whatever I feel at that time, just for listening to these podcasts, telling me how it improves the quality of your life, and just being bold enough and open up to put on Facebook or my bodybuilding.com thread. All right? But what I want you to do is like, share, comment, retweet, tell your friends. Every time you like this on Facebook, then, you know, everybody's going to see, you know, the graphic, and they're going to say, hey, what's this? It just opens up and opens our world, and I really appreciate that kind, just a simple liking when you like it. You know, I just see David, can't spell it, David K just went through all my pictures on Facebook and like. You know, that's going to draw some attention to my Facebook page. The more people we get in our inner circles here. So comment, like, share, retweet. Really appreciate you helping me get the word out. All right. So, you know, I was reminded of a story because I want you to spread the good word, right? Spread the good word here, what we're doing on with these podcasts, right? And it reminds me when I was 19 years old, and if you don't know my background, I worked for this grocery store chain, and I was really ambitious and really driven. I wanted to work my way up to a manager in this chain. And it was a big chain in the Northern California area. So there was like a lot of opportunities, really expanding. So at 19 years old, I was really ambitious, set my sights on becoming a manager one day. And that was like four promotions up. And it actually took me like 6 or 7 years to actually go from of hard work to go from the bottom to the top. All right. So I was like the wonder child. And I was so much so that there was a remodel. They were remodeling a store on the other side of town from the store that I worked at. And so they put me on a special assignment to go help with this remodel on this other side of town. And it was right near the corporate office. So this was a big chain. They had a corporate office. It was in West Sacramento, California. And so I went to this store to work for a couple of days. And it was near the corporate office, so all the big shots way high up in the main office, they would always frequent that store. They would go to the restaurants around there. And so the bosses, you know, took me, we went in a group, just the guys, or, you know, we went to a lunch, right? And I was just so nervous, this 19-year-old kid amongst, you know, I don't know, these guys might have been, I don't know, 40 years old or whatever. They just seemed so much older. And I was just, you know, so nervous. I mean, because this was like game time. I had to impress these guys, and not just, you know, in the store working, but I had to impress them even during lunch. And I remember being, you know, so nervous, right? And there was this great guy, Jeff Cummings, I remember. And again, I have no idea. When you're 19 years old, everybody's old, but he might have been 35. And he was a really cool guy. And as a matter of fact, he was like the grandson of this Raley's chain, the founder, Tom Raley. He was like the grandson. And so that was another layer of me being nervous. And I just remember him going out of his way to make me feel comfortable, this kid, right? And so he went to this restaurant that was right next to the corporate office. And so there was this waiter there, and he was, you know, this guy was older, probably 50 or something, really a slick, charismatic waiter who, you know, these guys were regulars there. And so I just remember him going, "Hey," they said, "Hey, Joe," or whatever the waiter is, because they had frequented that restaurant a lot of times. And he goes, "What's the good word?" And the waiter goes, "Legs, spread it around." And everybody just busted up and was laughing, right? And I missed that. I had no freaking idea what the hell they were laughing about. I didn't get that joke, right? And Jeff was sitting next to me. He kind of was watching out for me, and he said, did you get that joke? And I said, "No, I didn't." It was a big group at this table, right? And he goes, "We asked him what the good word was, and he said, 'Legs, spread it around.'" Ha 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 ha. And it took me a couple months. Oh, ha 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 ha. Right? I missed all that, right? But, you know, the funny part was, you know, after the lunch, you know, Jeff decided to do a little pop quiz to me. He goes, "So what's the good word, Skip?" And I go, "Legs, spread them." You know, he goes, "No, legs, spread it around." So anyway, I'm asking you to spread the good word around. Hey, this week, just a couple days ago, actually, I posted, it was Throwback Thursday. I saw a little post on Facebook. It said to do an old picture and hashtag it TBT, Throwback Thursday. And so I have a picture that I posted, and you can see it on my Facebook page, of me with about 6 months of training. And you can see me with the hair. I was actually wearing underwear. And I think I must have been looking at the bodybuilding magazines at that time, really for the kind of the first time, because you can see me trying to do a little bit of a side chest pose. Didn't really know what I was doing, but it's pretty close, I guess. And you can see the physical development that I had just after 6 months of training and 6 months of drug-free training. So much of this out there, some guy has any type of size, all the fake natties out there, and you can tell he's using this drug, this drug, this drug. So I just want to emphasize that. And, you know, Savio Matthews from India, you know, you can see that he posted a couple comments, and, you know, the general feeling was, "Jesus, you look like that." You know, after 6 months of training, I've been training for 3.5 years, and Savio's really into it too. I mean, he doesn't dabble around. He's really into it. He goes, "I don't even look that way after 3.5 years of training." And you could tell that kind of, you know, hit him in the breadbasket. It wasn't a good feeling, because I really believe that, you know, when we see other people, we see their stories on Facebook or their pictures or their life, it's really not about them. It's about how it makes us feel. And it was obvious that seeing the great start and the great genetics that I had, even at the beginning, didn't necessarily make Savio feel good about his situation, which I totally understand. And he talked about, oh, it's like Ronnie Coleman. I saw Ronnie Coleman pictures of high school, and he looked like he can already win a contest before that. And one thing that I said to Savio is like, look, you know, number one is, you know, my situation. Look, I wouldn't be talking to you 24 years from now if I didn't have a combination of extraordinary genetics. And, you know, look, I know to the masses, my genetics, my shape, my ability to build muscle, even to get lean, is definitely on the higher end on the genetic scale, right? And, you know, I don't say that to, this is kind of like a weird situation because, you know, that's should be obvious, right? At the same time, some people think that's arrogant to say that, whereas some people want you to say that because when they see your development, they can see the start that you got. So when they compare themselves, so take it forever, whatever way you want. But the Gen X obviously were there. You know, my brother never has worked out on weights. You know, he's, in his day, he was 6'3", 260, not ripped, okay, 260. But when he played baseball in college, they used to call him Mr. Anatomy, right? Because he just had a great physique, and he never worked out. And he definitely would not have the work ethic to be a bodybuilder, right? Genetics do play a part. You have to have, to be known around the world for what you do, you have to have great genetics. Unfortunately, this isn't a hobby that you can just will yourself to hard work. You can be great. You can far surpass your expectations, everybody else's expectations for the physique that you can create. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have the God-given talent to be known all over the world for what you do. You know, unfortunately, that's the way that it is. The other thing, too, you have to do it for a number of years. You know, there's nobody who, I don't care how great their genetics are, that they can just dabble around for, you know, 6 months and be known all over the world where people are on their Facebook, people are looking for advice. You know, you have to be able to stand out. There's a lot of people like on the YouTube fitness channels that have horrible genetics for bodybuilding and training, but they have a sheer passion and desire to help other people, to become whatever, semi-famous on YouTube. And, you know, they're going to, because of that hard work and desire and consistency, they're going to build up a fan base. People are going to relate to them, and that's great. But they're never going to be legendary at what they do. As far as the bodybuilding is concerned, they could, you know, find ways to become legendary by being just so great at passing on information or being motivational or being funny and entertaining. But as far as the body is concerned, if they don't have those genetics, they're not going to be known for their body, right? So the God-given talent, the genetics, all right, then the years of work, and you got to be persistent and consistent. You got to be intelligent in your approach. Now, if you're missing some of those factors, can you be good? Well, that really depends on what your standards are of being good. Right? But you got to have all these things working. Nobody should look at my picture and say, ah, that's messed up. Look at those genetics that he started off with. Well, again, you're coming to my page or to my thread because of what I've done for the last 24 years. I had to have all those things in line. I wouldn't even be doing this right now if I didn't have all those things working for me. And the takeaway that you should get from this is, what is it for you that you have the God-given talent, if you believe in God, you know, that you're just genetically structured for? Maybe you're smart. Maybe you're better looking than others. Maybe, you know, you have whatever, this great love and talent. You love what you do as well. That work is like play because you're so committed, so passionate to it. And then how can you find value at that thing you're great at, that you love doing, that you put in your time, right? That you can provide value for other people. And that's the one thing I wanted to say to Savio forget about me. Just use me as an inspiration of someone who used their talents to the nth degree like I did. What is it for you? And he mentioned, you know, his job, what he does in computers. Sounds really interesting, right? How can he use what I took with my God-given abilities and how I maximized whatever I was given for 24 years? What can you do in your life? What is it that you're great at that you can become whatever I've become in the bodybuilding world? You know, it's funny you say genetics. There's so many people when I competed at the level that I did that had better genetics. And by that, I mean shape. And sometimes it doesn't matter how much, you guys see this, doesn't matter how much muscle I have or even how ripped. You know, my genetic structure wasn't nearly as good as a lot of people's. And, you know, a lot of contests, I just wouldn't win because my genetic shape wasn't good enough at the level that I was aspiring to. I did everything I could put in my years. It just, on the genetic pool, you know, I fell short. But more often than not, my work ethic, my years of training, my intelligent approach, my consistency would win out along with my genetics, right? But the point is, how can you be outstanding, amazing, legendary with your talents? You should look at my bodybuilding and training, no matter where what your physique is, and say, hey, well, I'm great at computers. You know, how can I be inspired by his passion and his dedication and how he went about this? I do this all the time. When, you know, I look at recording artists and they're just doing their thing. You know, I love those behind the music stories because you realize that these guys didn't just come up and start singing in front of stadiums full of people. There was a lot of work, you know, that went into it, a lot of passion, a lot of years, a lot of ups and downs all around. They've earned what they got, you know, regardless of whatever advantages or connections or whatever. I mean, they earned it and they're legendary, right? I get inspired. Every time I see somebody who is awesome at what they do, and I don't care what it is, I'm talking definitely inside or outside the bodybuilding world, I'm inspired. I'm inspired to become better at my thing. Excuse me. So that's what you should take away, you know, from my bodybuilding and training journey. And let me just tell you something. This is what's should be very interesting, is that I always had a good physique, good structure. People say, hey, I have a good body. I wasn't at all interested in bodybuilding. I remember when I was like 19 years old and I was at my buddy Tony's house, and his little brother, Mark, had this friend, Rocky. And Rocky was, he wasn't my age, so he might have been a year or two younger. And he entered these bodybuilding contests. Yeah, you know, Rocky entered his bodybuilding contests. I remember one day playing basketball and the subject came up, you know, with Rocky with these bodybuilding contests and my genetics. But you know what? It just went in one ear and out the other. I'm surprised I even remember it because it was a non-event. I could care less about bodybuilding contest. I didn't look at my body that way. I could care less. When I was 24 years old, you know, I had a girlfriend at the time who was all into Gold's Gym, and she had these fitness magazines. And I remember picking up going, who wants to look like these veiny guys? Who would do this to themselves? Right? I'm talking 24 years old. You know, I didn't start bodybuilding and training on a consistent basis until I was 27 years old. But I guess I would have to go back and tell you that, you know, I paid for gym memberships. I signed up, not to be a bodybuilder, but to live the healthy lifestyle. Two times before in my adult life, I paid all the money. I don't even remember. Probably went to the gym for a couple months at most, and I quit. But it's what I did in the time from 21 years old when I went to my first motivational seminar about all this mental toughness, mental strength. When I was 21 years old, I went to the Zig Ziglar seminar, and it took me, you know, on this journey of filling my mind with this powerful motivational information from a lot of different sources besides Zig Ziglar. And I always remember that there was a lesson when someone said to find what you're great at. And, you know, I was working at the grocery store. I did really well working at my ladder. I used to dabble in other business things. You know, may or may not know this, but when I was 24 years old, I got my Series 7 securities license, my stockbroker's license, while I was working my 50 hours away at the grocery store. I was inspired by the first Wall Street movie back at that time, right? So I was always looking, what am I great at? What am I great at? What do I really want to do? Listening to this type of material really inspired me. I can't even credit the exact source, but they said, find something that you have some God-given talent for, that you have some natural talent for. Just because, you could be 5'3" and just love basketball and work your ass off, you're going to have a hard time being amazing, legendary at it, right? You're at a genetic disadvantage. I see this all the time in bodybuilding. For some reason, people think that just because they work hard and they love it and they know a lot about science, they know a lot about training, then they should look like everybody else. And so the first thing they do is think, oh, the other person's on drugs. I'm telling you something. Think back in grade school, all the different shapes and sizes of the boys. You know, everybody wasn't the same size. Some were stocky, some were skinny, some were in between. This is way before the work ethic or knowledge. I'll tell you, you have, those kids all grow up, all those boys that you went to school, take just a sampling of 10 of them, and then you put them on a weight training program when they become 25. They're not going to all end up looking the same. So you got to find something that you have a genetic talent for, a God-given abilities for. And again, you may be smarter, better looking, have a great voice. You have these talents. I don't know what they are. That's for you to really think about. And so you find something that you're talented, something you love doing that, hours seem like minutes, that you could do no matter how hard it gets, you would do it for free, which I don't suggest that you dedicate your life to do something for free, because that's going to cause problems in other areas of your life. But you just would, because you love it so much, right? So what are you talented at? What are you willing to just work endless hours for, right? And then the third thing is, how can you create value for other people doing this thing that you've got given talent for, that you're willing to work endlessly and tirelessly for? How can you provide value for other people? If you have those three things, you're on your way. You kind of need all three of them if you really want to be outstanding, if you want to be legendary. And so again, I don't know if it's bodybuilding training for you. I don't even know, most people who listen to this podcast, they don't really even care about that. All right. But what is it for you? Like I said, it was listening to that tip. I would always think, okay, what do I love to do? I love motivation. Since I went to 21 years old, I went to that Zig Ziglar seminar. I always love motivational speaking. I just admired him so much. It took me down that path of being a motivational speaker and really learning all about that. I loved why people do the things they do. And that took me down another path, because I love talk radio shows. I listened to Dr. Laura, and this is Advice Help, Love Lines with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla back in the day, Tom Likas, all these radio shows. I would listen to it endlessly for years, because it's all about the human condition, why we do what they do. I was fascinated by that. Talk radio shows, why am I doing a podcast right now? Because that's what I loved. That's what I connected with my whole life, and that's kind of what I'm recreating right now. Right? So all these things, and you can see how they can provide value for other people. But it was me asking those questions. So the third time around, when I started training and I really started to grow and I felt the camaraderie in the gym, it was because I prepared myself to look for those factors. So at 27 years old, when I was genetically gifted for this, I knew it was my thing. And boom, for 24 years later, boom, I've been shot out of cannon, all out mission. All those couple times before, or like I said, when Rocky would talk about bodybuilding, or that old girlfriend at 24 year old had the bodybuilding and training magazine, or whoever at that time said I had a great physique, which I could give a shit about. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to take it on because my mind wasn't looking. It wanted to be legendary, okay? But until I got that tip, you know, I didn't know what I had to offer this world, what it would be for me, until after I planted those seeds. You see, so I don't know what it is for you, but think about what that is for you. Boy, I tell you, if you are 21 years old or you're a young guy, this podcast, this information can be so valuable to you. It could change the direction of your life. It changed the direction of my life. That's why I have the privilege of talking to you right now. All right? So I'm going to end this Morning Connection podcast. Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. Thank you for sharing it, retweeting it, sharing it, telling your friends. Thank you for supporting my information products, bodybuilding and training man information products on skiplacour.com. Thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day.